therapy, and I would like to introduce the concept of why neoadjuvant therapy can be a very novel and relevant way of addressing the question of benefit of new drugs. And this is just looking at what we have done and what we are doing with HER2-directed treatment in early breast cancer. It took us more than 13,000 women who were enrolled into initial trials of adjuvant trastuzumab to prove the benefit of trastuzumab. 20,000 are currently on trials to test the value of adding three new drugs, lapatinib, neratinib, and bevacizumab. And new candidate drugs such as pertuzumab, T-DM1, PI3K inhibitors, IGF-1R inhibitors, mTOR inhibitors are ready for test in early breast cancer. It is obvious that the conventional development of new HER2-directed treatments is a numerical challenge with skyrocketing costs in terms of human resources, financial burden, and future price of approved drugs. So we need a methodology able to pick winners and losers with fewer patients and more rapid assessments. And I think that the neoadjuvant approach is one key point to address this question.